Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, we're back. Jason and John on Turn FM ESPN. I'm getting some texts. If you kind of came in the middle of that, that was our last talk on the show with Les Smith. That was December of 2023. And obviously a lot of that is just, it's still true today. We talked about the city and when Paul Young obviously was elected and crime, and these are obviously still issues that we are facing today. But you know, I think if you were listening to that, what you hear more so than anything else is just like, I mean, the swelling pride that Les Smith had in his son, Jason, and Jeff, you know, he made sure, you know, hey, I got two boys and Jeff's doing his thing in the construction side, which he is, there's no doubt about that. But I think just, you know, the son who follows in the footsteps, right? It's the son that, you know, he goes into media and you know, does it in a little bit of a different way than you. You know, Les was always in front of the camera, was always the TV news guy. But you could just hear his voice crack, man. And you know, I think just, you know, as a dad yourself, you know, the only thing I think that you want is, you know, and I think it's a uniquely fatherly thing, but maybe moms too. But like, you just want, you want better for your kids. Like, you want your kids to be better than you. That's what Les saw in Jason, especially because he's in the media game, you know. And that's just to hear that is like, it's just, it makes you smile. And that's all I was really trying to accomplish, right? It's like, you know, if you haven't heard from Les in a while, you know, there you go. So I'm glad we did that, and I'm glad that we got a chance to catch up with him, because I mean, he's not like that. I remember when he came in that time, you know, and it again, it's just kind of like we started the show, you know, talking about the gratitude, right, and being grateful for with time. I mean, in the time in between, we had an interview in December 2023, and this week, there was a real deterioration of health. I mean, that's not even 2 years, right? And I think that's just that's kind of the cruelty and the randomness of the world. And it really is. It's a cliche, but man, just enjoy the days, you know, because we really truly don't know how many we got left. And I think Les did that, and I think he enjoyed every single day to the fullest. My man went to Belize. Like, he knew where the American dollar went the furthest. I mean, that's what, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I think Jason told me back in the day that the dollar goes double as far in Belize as it does here. This was, you know, back in 2016. I don't know what the exchange rate is now.
Mm-hmm.
But man, Les did it right. I mean, I'm like, where do I want to retire to? I don't even know, man. I want to go to like, I don't know what the coast is going to look like in I don't even know when I can retire. 20 years, 30 years? I don't know. I don't even know what it's going to look like. But Les did it right, man. Les did it right. There's no question about that. And, you know, I know that Jason is feeling the love. And you know, I think for you know, from here and sort of what we can do with the station is just, you know, let them know we love them and we're supportive of him, and it's going to be a lot of me and Brad for the foreseeable future, understandably so.
Yeah.
You know, I know that Jason really, he loves getting the texts and the testimonials, man. He absolutely loves it, you know.
So. Yeah, and then one of the cool things is having an interview like that you can play, and I appreciate you bringing that on today. Because
you posted it yesterday, and I listened to it. I'm like, man, that was fun.
Yeah, that was
just fun, you know? Like, that's like a, it is. It's a unique thing because, you know, we have, a memory bank. We remember things, but it's very rare that those conversations are, you know, archived
like
that in that way. I mean, there's conversations that I wish we still had, you know? I mean, unfortunately, the way it works, like, some things kind of fall through the wayside. So I was very glad to know that we still had that.
Yeah, I went through the archives and did a search, and there were a couple of them came out, one from 18, one from 23. And then he used to do a good bit, you know, our company switched to this Odyssey app, so you literally a lot of the older archives from what was radio.com went away. But they, I enjoyed those segments early on, especially with y'all, because you would call him, and for those who don't know, he retired in 2014, so he's been out of the game 11 years, goes to Belize, and then Jason and y'all started the show 2017, something like that.
October 2016.
So the year before, 16, and we were talking about, you know, what are some things that we could do on the show, and you guys had some real good ideas, and one of them was like, you know, this guy's retired and kicking it, and he watches these games. He watches Alabama and Georgia, and, you know, he would come on, and it was like coming on from a different planet. It was a different part of the planet, you know, post-retirement.
It certainly was.
Because he was such a serious, you know, when I remember watching him before I knew Jason, even before I even met Jason. And, you know, he had the hat, and he would do these really serious pieces on Fox 13 at that time. This is after he was on the sports side.
Yes.
But his later interviews were like, they were pressing. They were interesting, and they were in-depth, and a lot of it with political stuff. But then you get that in 17, 18, 19, where he's on with y'all, and he's cutting it up from Belize. It was great.
Absolutely. So, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that talk with Les Smith. We're going to take a break. Bennett Doyle is here. We're going to get him in here. We got a lot to talk about. We got Memphis, Arkansas. We got Cam Ward's first touchdown pass, maybe only touchdown pass of the season. We'll get into all that with Ben when we get back. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM ESPN. All right, we're back. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM ESPN. I mean, this opening guitar riff, man, I mean, I think
it really gets me fired up.
I think it could have been
time.
A good 20 seconds shorter. I mean, they really could have gotten into it a little sooner.
It's all about
opinion.
The buildup.
But that is Ben Doyle's music. Bennett Doyle, of course, from Grind City Media, the Gary Parrish Show, Grizz Radio Network. I mean, the man has a lot going on. So this is like your last gasp of freedom before it gets real.
Yeah, man. We'll do Media Day here in a couple weeks, and then we'll hit the ground running. When's the first preseason game? Is October 6th, I believe?
Yeah,
I
want to
say
sooner than you think,
October 6th, yeah. So we're here. We are here.
All right. Well, before we get to basketball season, there is a football season that has to be.
Yes.
Played.
Yes. And real quick, before you say that, I just want to echo everybody's sentiments that I've heard on the station the past couple of days, thoughts with Jason. You know, I was texting with him, I guess it was maybe late last week when he, you know, found out the news that his dad wasn't doing too well. And we talked a little bit. So, you know, thinking about Jason right now, cause, it's sad, man. Like, it's part of getting older, right?
It is.
Yeah, and his dad was a great guy. Like, I played Tiny Whiny because it got me thinking about it.
I know, right?
It got me thinking about it. We used to do the bets from Belize with Les back when the show first started. And it was, he was such a fun guy. And obviously, like, I grew up watching him when I was a kid. So, he's a big, powerful figure.
The damn door.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the door. I mean, he was famous in Kentucky because he was in front of that damn door at the University of Memphis.
Right.
I think that's when I go, whether that's to today or 3 months from now or 3 years from now or 30 years from now, I hope that when people think of me, they laugh.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's,
puts a smile on your face when you say their name. Yep.
It's the ultimate compliment, I think.
No question.
To the life you lived. It's like you make people happy. Just your memory. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's like the sort of accompanying, like, you know, man, I miss the way that you used to make me feel when you were here and you were
yep.
you were lively and you were alive. But I think, you know, the next best thing is when I think about you and our times together, I can't do anything but laugh and be happy.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt.
And I think that, you know, when it comes to like that, you and me, like I probably won't, for you, I probably won't have that feeling. But I think with Les, it will.
You won't have that feeling about me. It won't put a smile on your face.
Yeah. Like, yeah. This guy.
The feeling's mutual, buddy.
Really? See, I was just joking, but you know, that was definitely sincere coming from you. But I wasn't even going to ask you about Cam Ward's touchdown pass. But now,
yeah, man, that was great. I'm glad I at least have one highlight that I can play over in my head. This weekend.
It was the greatest crossbody, horrible, hanging in the air throw touchdown pass I've ever seen.
It definitely was. I think.
Who's the receiver? What's his name? I know. How do you say it?
Yeah, I don't know how you say it. Alamore.
You haven't got. He hasn't risen to that level of respect.
Yeah, I don't know how to say his name, unfortunately.
I mean, you've had a lot of, you know.
Hang on, let me pull it up. I can say his name. Let me get the pronunciation correct.
Ding nuts that have come through over the years at the receiver position, but not this one yet. You're not ready to.
Believe it's Elik Ayamanar. I don't know how to say it. Yeah, that's not even close, I bet.
Who's the Titans' voice now?
That's
Taylor Zarzer.
Okay, yeah, I actually listened to him the other day coming. I was on my way home, and so I had to catch the first part of the game. It sounded good.
He's really good.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Well, you're no Taylor Zarzer. That's for damn sure.
I'm trying my best.
I don't know. I think the problem with Cam is that it's just like I like him. I find myself rooting for him.
Oh yeah,
but the issues are so far widespread.
Well, the offense is extremely uninspiring. I don't understand. Brian Callahan, you know, they hired him because he's supposed to be this offensive mind, right? And they're playing the exact same brand of football that they played under Mike Vrabel. Like, it's just the defense is going to keep it close. We're going to run the ball on first and second down, and then hopefully the quarterback will bail us out on third and six, right? Like, yep. I mean, it's just the same thing. And I'm sitting here like, dude, that's why they hired you, because they were sick of this. They don't want that anymore. I don't know how long he's going to be here in this job, because through two games, there is nothing I have seen at all that has inspired me about him as a coach.
Yeah, no, I think he stinks. He's got to go because, you know, you've had two. I think the Titans were like the worst team against the spread last year. And I don't use that because I'm necessarily, I mean, I am betting on it, but I'm not. I use it as like, and I've explained this before, but it's like, this is what you're supposed to do, right? Like, there's a betting line and there's a market, and this is what you are supposed to sort of perform at every single week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And every single week, he underperformed.
Yep.
Every single week. And we can blame it on a bunch of different, but there are, it's, dude, you're an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
You got NFL players. I know, I'm not saying you have to win 10 games, but even within those losses, it was just embarrassing. Like, you didn't, you know, that defense should be pretty decent.
And they are pretty good.
I don't know.
I mean, they're okay.
They let the Rams run off on them there.
Because they're on the field the whole time. I mean,
that's true.
They're on the field.
You're right.
I just think that I just don't think he's going to be here very long. I don't.
I think he's already overstayed his welcome.
Yeah,
so.
I said at the before the season started, like, again, the GM didn't hire him. You got to get somebody in here that's going to get people excited about what Cam can do. And I don't know if he can do that.
Well, and I think there's a lot of coaches out there that would be excited to get their hands on Cam Ward.
Yeah.
I mean, because, he's definitely, even though he's older, you know, you can still tell he's kind of raw in some areas. But he's also mature in some others. So.
Yeah, like, I look at what's happened in Chicago, and I know that, like, they haven't started well, but, like, I think Caleb Williams looks better. You know, I think he looks more comfortable this year than he has at all in the previous year. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, we always will, won't we? We always will see what happens. But, I mean, I will say that division, the Colts 2-0, man, what the hell?
I know.
What the helly?
Texans 0-2.
What the helly?
Yeah, it's very weird.
Jones getting in Indianapolis, turned into a great quarterback all of a sudden, man. What the world?
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts for.
I mean, the fact that it's lasted 2 weeks is 2 weeks more than I thought it would.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still going to stick with the Jaguars as my pick to win the division, but We'll see.
Trevor Lawrence is a weird one to me because, like, there will be throws when he drops back, and it's like the perfect quarterback.
I know.
And then there will be throws where it's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, like, he definitely has that. He definitely has that in him.
It's, like, it's weird. It's
yes,
just,
yes.
And it happens, like, every week, like, oftentimes in the same game.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, how do you explain that? Like, is it just...
I don't know.
Because, you know, you've been playing football your whole life. You're the number one overall pick.
Yep.
I mean, in theory, with Liam Cohen, it's like the best, you know, I guess Peterson was good.
Yeah, no, but you saw them yelling at each other.
That was very strange, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that.
Lawrence, like, waved him off.
I said on the show that they're not a fit, like, personality-wise. Like,
maybe not.
Liam he seems like a very, like, passionate rah-rah guy behind the scenes, and Trevor is like...
Chill.
Yeah.
Long hair chill. You know? Yeah, yeah.
And I think, like, there's not really that trust level yet with Liam and Trevor, so there's a lot more coaching at the beginning, and it's not being received well by Trevor. So,
yep.
I don't know. CJ Stroud has regressed. I mean, that entire division is just odd.
That one I do not understand. I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, his offensive line seems to be...
The offensive line sucks, but he's been bad in his own right.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I guess you guys' offensive line is pretty good, right?
Well, they were supposed to be.
Well, you've invested in it.
Yep.
You drafted Skoronski.
Yep.
Who else?
Latham.
JC
Latham.
Hurt.
Yep.
But I mean, like, we were talking about this yesterday. Like, Burrow is a great example. It's like you can have all the pieces that you want to have on offense, but like, if you don't have that offensive line, if you don't invest in that offensive line, it don't matter.
Right.
Like, because the quarterback is going to get hurt, or you're going to constantly get sacked. I mean, it's like you just have to invest in that offensive line before you do anything else. I mean, it's like, you know, T. Higgins making $114 million. That's why the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be sitting here in 2 years wondering, like, well, why didn't we get more out of Joe Burrow?
I know.
Because he's going to be 30, bro.
I know, dude. Oh, man. That whole thing, that's super unfortunate, man, because I do think, I mean, he's obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but is he just going to have this injury bug bite him, you know, too often for it to even matter.
It definitely feels like it, because
that team
it's been every possible injury.
Their ownership group, they have gotten so lucky with quarterbacks that have kind of masked all the issues that they've had over the years with Carson Palmer and then Joe Burrow. Like, it's like they've had these generational quarterbacks that have kind of masked, like, you know, the little bit of ineptitude of how they run that thing, and they don't spend money. You know, they're going to lose Trey Hendrickson in the offseason. Like, that Cincinnati thing, I could see it spiraling for sure.
Yes, for sure. All right, Memphis football.
Let's go. Did y'all see me in the hype video, by the way?
I didn't. I didn't even see the hype video.
So they put out a hype video for the Troy game last week.
Oh, you're talking about the hype video for the Troy game, bro?
Yeah, it was like a highlight package.
Okay, and I'm just saying, like, that's the one that you're trying to, like, pump up?
Well, I mean, it was the biggest game of the season to date.
Man, stop.
And I'm at the beginning of the thing. It's a dry intro.
Is it Do Your Job? Is that the one?
That's the one. Yeah.
All right,
it's a dry intro of me basically saying that, you know, the season could be completely derailed if they lose this game to Troy.
Oh, God. They use your voiceover for that?
They use the voiceover for it. And some people, like, were saying, oh, man, they got you. Like, look at that. And I did not look at it that way. I looked at it as, nah, man, this is a highlight reel, and when you're setting up, like, a highlight reel for a big win, you got to have the controversy first. Like, it's like the dry intro, and I'm talking, and then the music starts building up, and then Silverfield's in the locker room, like, let's go get him. And then
crazy.
You see the highlights of them killing Troy. I
that's crazy.
Yeah, you start with the controversy, and then you build into the epic story, the win. That's what it was.
I mean, I think, like, you're a small time guy, man. Like, you're like the narrator for the Troy game, bro. Like, you ain't really there yet,
dude.
Like,
that was the biggest game of the season so far.
Nah, it's like, I'm the hype man for the Troy video.
That's
like,
okay. I already got some clips for him for Arkansas. That's all right.
I mean,
we're gonna try to get on that Arkansas one too once we beat the Razorbacks this weekend.
And what was your great big message to the Troy on the front of the Troy game?
That if you lose, it could derail all your hopes and aspirations for what a magical season it could
that's
be.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
they act like this is like the playoff semifinal or something, bro. Like, look, that's fine. What you said is accurate. What he said
it was only 3.5 point spread.
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. That backup quarterback looked like it was his first game ever playing football. Bro.
Okay, but it was. I know. Yeah, that. But it was a tie game when Goose was still in there.
It was the first drive of the game.
I'm just saying.
It was 0-0.
No, it was 7-7 when he got hurt.
No, I thought he got hurt on the first drive of the game.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, dude. He played a couple possessions.
I am talking to the Troy football historian.
Yeah,
I mean,
man. No, Goose had them rolling for a second there.
He had that one fake screen that got called back.
Yeah.
Goose Crowder was 2 of 3 for 7 yards, bro. And this man,
I mean, he was commanding the offense.
Like, yeah, that's all it was.
Actually, yeah. It might have been a defensive touchdown. I can't remember how they scored. It was a defensive touchdown.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, Goose had him in there. Goose had him hanging around.
That's insane.
That backup man, my God, he was not ready. He was.
Where'd they find that dude?
Dude, and I'm sitting there, and obviously I'm cheering for the Tigers, but I'm sitting there like, man, do they not have another quarterback on their team? They got to get somebody else in there. This dude looks like a deer in headlights.
I'm telling you, send him back.
Can we put a receiver at quarterback?
That's what it looked like. It looked like it was like an emergency, like an Australian punter. They
it was
told to go
scary,
out there and play.
Yeah. I felt bad for him. I did.
Like, I feel like he threw the ball 29 times. It was like punishment. It was like, what has this kid done,
coach,
man?
Hated him.
Y'all trying to get this kid to quit football, man.
Yes.
He was throwing the ball behind. The receivers weren't even looking. It was hitting their ankles.
Yeah.
I mean.
That was rough.
Silverfield was like 3rd and 2, punt.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even worried about it. He's like, I'll just keep punting to the Troy offense.
Yep.
And then here you come with the narration.
Yeah,
this could derail. You're right. If they lose to that dude, it would derail them.
It would have derailed it all.
That would have been the end of Silverfield's tenure.
I'm just the messenger.
If they lose to Tucker Kill, okay. So I don't. We'll see if you're going to be the highlight man.
Yeah.
For the
hopefully
Arkansas
we can get
game.
Some in there.
Little different role for the Tigers this week because they'll go from, as you point out, 3.5, 4.5 point favorites to 7.5 point underdogs. So if you were going to narrate, how would you narrate?
Go get them.
Go get them. That was weak.
Go
man.
Get them. Yep. I already did this today. I'm not doing it again.
I know, but I'm not. So it just sounds kind of weak, man. I mean, here's what I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say no matter what happens, it doesn't matter.
Well, how so?
Because it doesn't matter.
The outcome of this game.
The outcome of this game literally doesn't matter.
I disagree, and here's why. It doesn't matter as far as everything's still in front of you, win or lose, right? Like, I agree with you there. Like, they can still, whatever they want to accomplish, you know, win in the conference, hopefully get into the college football playoff, it's all still right there in front of them, win or lose. But you get all the good stuff that comes with it if you win this Arkansas game, which is when they start doing the college football playoff show and putting those rankings up on the screen, you're in the conversation. They're going to have little clips of Tigers games and have, you know, one of the talking heads saying, and hey, watch out for Memphis. Like, again, they're undefeated. They beat Arkansas this year. Like, they could make some noise in this conference. We're always talking about USF and Tulane and whatnot, but Memphis is right there too. So you win this game and you're part of the national conversation. I think you lose, you're not as much. You're just in the conversation of, can this team still be one of the group of five teams to win this conference and potentially get to the playoff? I think you win and you're a part of it. Like, you're in the talk.
I think you're in the talk, whether it's today or next week or 2 weeks from now. Like, there are ways to get in the talk. I think you overrate the inclusion in that party, though, with a home win over an Arkansas team that would then move to 2-2. I mean, I just don't think that Arkansas is regarded in that way.
But then,
you know, did beating Florida State last year did it elevate you into the national conversation? No, because they suck. And if Arkansas loses to Memphis, it will mean they suck.
Okay, fair enough. But you're also setting yourself up for when Tulane comes to town. You know, you're potentially looking at two teams with numbers next to their names. When Tulane comes
for
to
sure.
town, when USF
no,
comes
I
to
mean,
town, like you're getting
those are the big ones.
Yeah, you're getting real hype. I mean, we're going to be hyped about those games because they're huge
if
games.
Memphis is 3-1 or whatever they are going to those games, they'll still be big. They'll still be just as big because they're conference games, and we know for sure the group of five representatives coming out of this league. And it doesn't, like, because my argument on this has been, and I know people don't, go out there and have fun, dude. Go out there and do your little narration. I don't care. But my argument has always been, because Boise already lost to a team from the American, the American has taken it.
I
know
get
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
And Boise, unless they beat Notre Dame and just win every game by 3 touchdowns the rest of the way, it's going to be tough for them to get back to that. You know, like it's going to be very tough to jump somebody from the American.
I just want
if not impossible.
The thing that I want is to have an American game inside our stadium that has felt bigger, that has felt as big as that Memphis SMU game back in 2019. We haven't had anything come close to that since then.
South Florida will feel that way.
If I know they're not going to be undefeated, but if both teams have both teams had a number next to their name in that Memphis,
yeah, I mean, but it was like
SMU game,
yeah, I mean they did, but it was not really there were no real stakes in that game, right? I mean, I don't think there were like any. Like, I guess Memphis was trying to stay alive for the conference championship, but the stakes.
Game day was here.
Yes, that was huge. But the stakes will be bigger when Memphis plays South Florida on October the 12th or whatever, whenever that is, October the 25th. Mm-hmm. The stakes will be bigger in that game because the spot is on the line, right? I mean, week to week, it's on the line. And like South Florida's not ranked right now. But they still did beat Boise and they still did beat Florida, so it will still have juice. I just think like I'm not putting any meaning at all. Like, would it be nice? Would it be great? Would it be fun? Would it be all those things? Absolutely. Mm. But if they lose, are there any real implications negatively? No. And I think that's when you're going to hype up a game, there needs to be upside and there needs to be downside. And I think when there's really no downside to be had, it's like it doesn't really matter that much.
And what I'm saying is I think that there is upside.
There is upside because you just beat an SEC team, but that's it. It's just like presentation.
And you're in the conversation nationally. Like, they are talking about you on ESPN at that point. They just are.
Okay,
into all those big conference games, that game is going to get talked about.
You think if Memphis – like, here's the thing. Memphis won't probably even get ranked if they win this game. They won't even jump into the top 25. So you're saying they're going to be in the national conversation?
Where are they at right now?
They're like 34 or something.
They'll be close.
They will not jump 10 spots.
They won't jump 10, but they'll be closer. And then what's the next game? The next game's like Tulsa or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not, or ECU. It's one of those.
I mean, you know, it's like it always is. Memphis has to freaking win. You know, they have to start 7-0 before they start getting in that conversation. Memphis is receiving. I don't even see Memphis in the AP. So. I mean, unless I'm blind, yeah, they're receiving votes in the coaches, but they're not receiving votes in the AP. So that would be 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. They're not jumping 15 spots.
No, they're not.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like we've overrated what you can really get out of this win against Arkansas is all I'm saying.
You sound a bit like a Debbie Downer.
I'm
here.
Not being a Debbie Downer.
You do. I think the stakes are real.
But this is not Houston Nutt at the peak of Arkansas Razorbacks coming in here. This is a guy that's probably on the verge of being fired with an underperforming Arkansas team that can't defend anybody. Like, it's just nobody's going to be that blown away.
But they were in a real game with Ole Miss last week.
They were with a backup quarterback in there.
I'm just saying, like, if they win that game, then we're talking about it completely differently.
Yes.
They lose by a touchdown?
Yeah,
it wasn't
to a backup quarterback, though. Come on, man! Like, this is what we're talking about here, and we're talking about a mediocre Arkansas team. Arkansas isn't even part of the national conversation, and so now Memphis is going to be a part of the national conversation for beating them.
I mean, dude, they're putting it on ABC for a reason.
Okay, it will be it'll be watched. It'll be a fun game. I mean, you're in the national conversation then right now because it's on ABC.
That's right. Eyeballs.
ABC is the home of
more. This is in my. What you're saying is in my favor. The argument we're on ABC.
That's right.
You win this game, everybody's watching.
They made an announcement. They're going to actually air this game where Jimmy Kimmel was supposed to air on.
Football. Hey, football's a ratings giant, dude. It might not be the worst idea.
No.
Yeah,
it's the home of free speech, man. ABC.
That's right. Yeah, everybody loves football. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on.
That will certainly bring people together. There's no question about it. All right, official prediction, narrator man.
Yes.
Narrator man, that's crazy. You're like Morgan Freeman.
You know,
he was white and a hipster.
I will say Frank's. Article Frank Bonner's story this week.
Oh, got you going,
dude. They've been great recently against these Power Five teams at home.
Are you gonna bet Memphis? Can you bet?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You can bet. You can't just bet NBA. That's the only thing.
That's right.
Can you bet college basketball?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So will you bet Memphis plus 7.5?
You're damn right I will.
Of course you will.
Are you kidding me?
You're homer.
You're going to tell me we're going to lose by two scores at home to a mediocre Arkansas? They're not mediocre.
They are mediocre.
No, they're not, bro. It's on ABC for a reason, all right? They almost beat Ole Miss.
I don't know what the other slate looks like, but there you go. That's what we celebrate around here. Staying close with a team that almost beat Ole Miss. I mean, that is really
Arkansas, dude.
It's
a regional rivalry.
I love playing Arkansas, but let's not hold them up. Like, this ain't Calipari in Arkansas basketball, bro. This is like a carcass of what it could be. Sam Pittman can't. Every team scores 35 against them. Memphis needs to join the party.
We do need to join the party. I mean, that's we're gonna
don't get locked down by Sam Pittman defense.
We're gonna have to air it out. Yeah. We're gonna have to air it out. Brendan gonna have to sling that thing this weekend. Probably more than he has all season.
No question, yeah. Bro. No question. He has been at Doyle. Catch him obviously on the GP show, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network. We'll be hearing a lot more from Bennett. We're excited about that. He joins us every single Thursday here.
Go Tigers.
On the show. Go Tigers. You heard it from narrator man himself. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, I just trying to film you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is going to be your best friend, because when you are trying to buy and sell a home, you need a good team around you that's going to be able to help you know what the market is doing. Fed just cut rates yesterday. What's the impact of that? Going to make it easier to get what you want for the home? Going to make it harder? Who knows? They know, not me. They're going to help you price your home accurately, get everything you want out of it, and then help you find the home of your dreams. Jennifer and her team are the absolute best. Just gems of the earth to deal with. So you got to reach out. So to livelovememphis.com. It's Live Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency. All right. I'm Twitter's on all the time, and sometimes I pay attention, and other times I kind of see things and move on. But did I see that Memphis is getting another soccer team?
Yeah, it's a USL 2 team, and it's going to be the team will start in 26, And it looks like, according to their website that they've launched, they're going to be playing over at Mike Rose, which kind of makes sense from a size perspective because, you know, it seats 2,500. Kind of works out. Yeah.
Right, right.
Seems cool. It seems like a cool version of a team to come to this area and not be strapped for a new stadium or something like that.
Okay, so I see. So it's Go Memphis FC. So it is soccer, but it's not. That it's like there's levels to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like relegated leagues and that sort of stuff, only you're staying. And it's I hesitate to call it minor league because a lot of aficionados of soccer get pissed off if you say it's minor league because they're like, well, they're all pros. Well, technically, yeah, but like it's you're not playing, you know, Pele here in L.A.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, at the very least, it's developmental, right?
Like right,
it's,
yeah.
It's, you know, I think that's the way it works. Like, you go from, you know, USL 2 to USL 1 and MLS. Like, I think that's the way it works.
I think you've got it, you know, and they buy out contracts as opposed to being part of a system like your baseball minor leagues. But the long and short of it that I've gathered just from what's covered on this so far is they've got a website, they've got all their stuff up, and they've got a real owner, you know?
Okay, well. Good luck.
We posted a story on the website if you're interested in it.
Good luck. They kind of break down, you know, what their logo means and everything like that. I mean, if they felt like, hey, there's enough, maybe not enough to fill out, you know, or like you said, justify a new stadium. I think that was part of it, right? The USL said if we're going to have teams, they need to be able to have their own stadiums.
I think we put so much emphasis on things have to – like I went to a small college, and I love Division III football. I know I'm in the minority, but I think we don't embrace the fact that 2,500 people can go enjoy a soccer game at Mike Rose and totally have a fine experience, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
Like I don't understand where we come up with this, we need a half a billion dollar stadium and 10,000 people watching a soccer game when – you know, maybe 2,500 can. I mean, look at the women's soccer game. We had a lit environment for 3,000 people, 2,500, 2,200 watching a women's soccer game in Memphis.
No, you're. I think.
Am I wrong?
No, I think you're onto it. I think you're onto it. I mean, everything can't be huge.
It doesn't all have to be 50,000.
Well,
know?
It's just not. I mean, we know that, right? Like, but there is. You know, you're always going to have a core audience that you are serving, and I think clearly they feel like they have enough.
Yeah.
Data to say, hey, we believe that Memphis can support a 2,500 seat arena.
Well, and like if you have 1,000 people on either side of the pitch, if you will, like that looks great at Mike Rose. Like I've seen it. I've been over there. Channel 5, Lawrence Dockery have picked this up, and it says the ownership includes, and I don't know, these folks, Carrie Talley, does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that's who's on as part of the ownership group.
Yeah, former pro player, his brother Clark, their family, and they're part of this structure, John and Kim Talley, and they've got it all set up with Mike Rose.
Yeah, so USL has, USL 2 has a lot of teams. Yeah, they have teams in Arkansas, they have teams in Mississippi, they have teams in Alabama, they have teams in Georgia, they have teams in Florida, they have teams in Texas, this is the southern sort of region. So they have teams, you know, everywhere.
I got
right?
you.
I think they have one in Chattanooga.
Okay.
And so now they have one in Memphis. So it's a little less exclusive, right? It's a little bit less exclusive than the USL one is. But you know, again, if there's an appetite for soccer in this place and
cool.
You know, like more family friendly things to do.
Right. I mean, and I'm assuming price would be friendly to get in there. I mean what are they going to charge?
You know, right. It's something to do. Like if you have a kid that's just a soccer nut, take him out and go to Mike Rose.
Well, and not to go there, but the people who bitch about going downtown.
There's no more bitching. Yeah. We got the National Guard.
Here.
All right. Wow. I don't want to hear it. I want everybody.
The guard on Forest Hill.
I want everybody to go down. I want everybody to go downtown now that it's safe. The National Guard's here, and everybody to do the restaurants. I want everybody to go to the games. So no more excuses.
That's right.
Right. That's what
we're giving them free tickets now.
So anyway, that's some interesting news. Interesting news there.
Are you a soccer fan?
No.
No.
I'm just I tried. I had a little era when I was like 23, and I tried to get into it. But ultimately, I feel like I'm a guest.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a guest in the living room of soccer, of football. Like it doesn't feel natural to me. Like I like Jeff Borzello of ESPN. Like Jeff Borzello is, you know, an absolutely massive soccer fan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you know, it's
yeah.
I don't really understand.
But like I said, when I
watch a soccer game, I feel like I'm an intruder. Like I feel like I've broken into someone's house.
Yeah.
But people like Jeff Borzello, it's like they're in these British group chats and they like have been adopted or think that they are British themselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with him, but they have to do that.
I think that it's really big in major cities because you have so much populace. You have a large foreign contingent generally. So Chicago, the Chicago Fire, you know, New York, L.A., St. Louis just got one. And from what my friends have told me is they said it started out hot and it's kind of petered off a little bit. And, you know, in Nashville, I think it's done well, if not okay. But they build these new facilities,
yep.
And I mean, it's hard to sustain in a middle-sized market.
Absolutely.
Having 30 damn thousand people watching a soccer game when
Absolutely.
You got football in the South.
100%.
You know?
100%.
And baseball.
So, anyway, yeah, good luck. I wish them the very best.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll do well.
It'll do well for what it is.
Right. I think you'll see it perform fine.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Bennett Doyle for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jeff Calkins. Happy birthday to Jeff Calkins for joining us in the first hour of the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.